Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why people are so fascinated with the way they look. Oh no, I've never met a mirror that I could consider my friend, 'cause it shows all the things that make it so impossible to be all the others say is acceptable. Too much pressure for anyone. I just need to know you'll take this ugly and make it beautiful. You'll take this ugly and make it beautiful. You know the real me, even though I tried to never let it show. Please take this ugly and make it beautiful. Candles dancing wildly. Close your eyes and baby, make a wish. Another year and same old story. Shooting stars do nothing for this brokenness. Maybe love was never meant for me, I say. But you whisper, I can take your fears away. Fears away. Perfect love, so undeniable. I'll tell the whole world so. Took this ugly and you made it beautiful. You took this ugly and you made it beautiful. You know the real me, even though I tried, never let it show. You took my ugly and you made it beautiful.
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're live.
Yes.
And I am Miss Tech over here, so I had to test it. So I still fiddle around no matter how many times I do this. And studio here, so I made your mic live. Just waiting.
Okay.
I thought I was going to hear the chime, the beginning chime for the blog talk, but I didn't hear it. So maybe it happened with the music playing. Did you hear it?
I did. I heard it.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Well, welcome. Welcome, everybody. This is Carolyn Hall, your host of the Creative Table. It's an expansion to our CL3 platform radio show that has been around. I was looking at the date the other day. I can't believe it goes far back. We haven't been on and aired any shows in the last couple of years, but back 2010 and 11, I saw some recordings, and it was kind of made me proud. And it also piqued my interest of how the timing, we always talk about how timing is everything, and the timing, I've been itchy to get back with starting the show because it's a great platform to introduce people and an up-close and personal side to them that you don't usually see in a professional setting. You know, they're doing a conference or speaking engagement. It's nice to be able to meet that person behind that, what you see on that stage there. So it was an opportunity for our company, which is an agency, a strategic market branding agency, to showcase all different types of businesses. So with this creative table, this branched off because we naturally gravitated to working with a lot of women, women in business, empowering workshops designed for our women, and a lot of all the other goodie projects and events, but all targeting our women in business. So I felt we started an inner empowerment circle, and I was just looking for ways to be a bigger voice for not only our company, but for the people that we have on involved in events, on as guests, people you might not have heard of. In business, that you, where you are right now, can still do business even if they're somewhere else. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a very special day for us, reopening the doors, and definitely at our creative table. Empowering, to me personally, has something to do with being creative. So thanks for joining us, listeners. And Dee Dee, you guys heard me refer to our guest Dee Dee. That Dee Dee I'm referring to is Dee Dee Davis, who's the owner and the senior stylist of Thrifty Diva. And I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself. And I want you to take just as much time as I did. I felt that to say that. So you do the same.
Okay. Hi, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in, for all of our listeners. Like she said, my name is Dee Dee Davis. And I am the owner and head stylist of Thrifty Diva Vintage Boutique. And what I do is I am a stylist, but I also own a vintage boutique where I sell vintage items, mostly, not all, but mostly. And in my business, I do what I call pop-ups. Well, they are called pop-ups. I do pop-ups, and I do that on Facebook Live, and that is because a lot of my customers are not here locally, so I utilize the internet to be able to give my clientele an opportunity to shop with me when they normally wouldn't be able to because they're not here local where I am. I'm in South Carolina, and so I do live pop-ups. I do them on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And my pop-ups, it is shopping, but it definitely is more than that to me. It has become a sisterhood. If you join my pop-ups, you will see that we are like a family. We have become this sisterhood. And what I do is more than sell clothes, and it is more than styling women. It goes beyond that. I definitely know that I am called to do this. And I touch lives by showing people how to not only look good on the outside, but because of that, begin to feel better on the inside. Because a lot of my clients and my customers, they are a lot of women who have been through a lot of things. I have moms that are stay-at-home moms, and they don't really know who they are anymore because they have become wives and moms, and they just know how to take the kids to soccer, cook, clean, and they literally have forgotten who they are as people. And my business is to inspire women. My business is to show women that, you know, you can feel good in the inside, and it does. It starts in the inside, but if you have the outer, if you can put those two together, then you can be. So I like to say that I transform. That's what my clients tell me. I transform them from, I call it a caterpillar, like, into they are like butterflies, because a lot of my clients, they come to me not knowing their style, and I just explore that with them and help them find out what their style is. And I, you know, I've had clients to leave me in tears because when they left me, they felt like they found themselves again. So just in a nutshell, that is what my business is. And it's all about empowering and inspiring. And, you know, the Lord just gave me the gift and the eye for fashion. So I just tie it in to what I am naturally born to do, and that is to inspire women to feel good about themselves from the inside out.
And how beautifully you connect it, because feeling good about yourself, women know feeling looking good helps with our feeling good. It just coincides too perfectly, you know. And that is a beautiful thing, and I'm glad you're here, because that's what I'd like to pride ourselves on, is there's always been that core nucleus about empowering people. Every once in a while you have to ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? And it always, for me, comes back to, because I love to see someone shining happy inside, because the reflection on the outside, you can't even put into words. It's not that dress you're wearing. It's so much more. But tell me your take, because I'm going to dive right into some of this meaty topic. When you talk about, you said so many different things already in just that introduction, but when you talk about making the transformation, you help people make a transformation. On a scale of 1 to that really is for people, and why?
How difficult is it for someone to transform themselves?
Yeah, because if you're working with some of these women to where you notice that they're coming to you to get a wardrobe, a whole new wardrobe, learn styling tips, do different things, learn new things. That's a form of transformation, right? So you're watching them because you work with them over time. Is this a difficult thing in your experience and interacting with so many different types of people in different situations in their life or different things going on, different phases? Like, is transformation one set pattern for everybody? Obviously not. We know that. But, you know, that's where my brain is going. Like, what you've come up across, how difficult is transformation?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the mindset that the person is in. Most of my clients come to me in the mindset that, number one, I don't even feel good about myself right now. I have clients that say, I feel like I'm fat. I can look at them and they don't look fat to me, but I don't feel good about myself. You know, I don't know what it is that I need to do. And I somehow in my life have lost my sense of style and my sense of who I am as a woman, my femininity as a woman, and I want to have that back. It goes back to the mindset, you know, if they are in that type of mindset, it's very difficult for them because, number one, they don't want to go in a store. It's overwhelming to go in a store. If you've lost your yourself, your sense of style, and what it feels like to feel sexy and to feel feminine, if you've lost that, you are not in the mindset of you. That's why they're coming to me, because, you know, it's even overwhelming to go into a store and to begin to figure out, okay, it's been so long since I've put clothing on my body that looks
thought about
good.
Yourself like that, yeah.
Right. So I'm going to, go in the store and try to transform myself. That's very difficult. It's difficult. So my job is, when they come to me, one of the first questions that I ask is, do you know what your style is? And that is after, you know, some people just go straight into it. Like, I just come out of a divorce. I was just depressed for 5 years. And I really just don't feel sexy anymore. I want to get my life back on track. And I feel like I need to start with a new wardrobe. Okay, so when I ask, do you know what your style is? Of course they don't know anymore. They're starting over. I get a lot of that, you know, and then that just comes back to me as a stylist. I have to study this person's personality, and I have to, you know, use my intuition. And I got to say, you know, people say it's a gift, but I promise you, what I do, and it never fails me. And I somehow get it right.
So far from what I've seen and read testimonies. And I think because you love it, it just shines through. Like you keep saying, it's a natural talent. And what we're talking about today is going to lead to one of your big announcements for your company, Thrifty Diva, that I'm really honored to be able to help you announce. But I it's important for me, what I'm going to do with this platform in this show, not too much different than I did before. I mean, I talked with a lot of different people, but I really want to get into how it ties into the creativity, because you got something that you're natural at. When did it hit you that you can take this to a whole nother level and have the entrepreneur thinking?
Well, actually, when I started doing this, I have older parents. Well, both of my parents are deceased, but I had older parents. And so I had this infatuation with older clothes, because my mom still had, like, her clothes from the 60s and 70s in the closet. Just did not get rid of
them. I love
stuff.
Them. So
I would go in her closet, and I would play dress-up in her old clothes, and I just thought they were amazing. And growing up, me and my mom, like, I would love to go to the thrift stores. Like, when nobody else wanted to go, I wanted to go to the thrift store. Like, that gave me a thrill. And so I've always shopped in a thrift store. I've always had an infatuation with older clothes. I've always dressed different. My style has always been different. And so, you know, as I grew up, I just never always thought that I was going to – I always knew that there was something special about me. My dad used to tell me all the time, and that something was going to be great in my life. Like, I always knew that I was a boss, per se, and I was not a normal person. I've always known that. That there was something there, but I always thought it was going to be my voice. I thought I was going to be a singer. I thought I was going to be
singing. Okay.
I really did. I've always thought, thought it would be fashion. And that just goes to show our plans are not God's plans. You know, we've been approached many times for modeling. I've always been approached for modeling, and I tried my hand in that a little bit. And I really just thought that singing was what God put me here to do, and that I was going to be a professional singer. So, you know, just going through my life and singing, it just never, I went to American Idol and tried out. And, you know, things just didn't work for me for that. And, you know, I still never thought about, you know, everybody always say you dress nice. And everybody used to say you dress your daughter so nice. Your kids are always just so nice. And I just still, it just still never dawned on me. Well, as I got older, you know, I was, asked to help someone style themselves for something. And, you know, it still just really didn't dawn on me. But, you know, I have a mentor that I talk to all the time. His name is Curtis Cross. If you're listening, shout out to Curtis.
Hey, hey, Curtis.
Me and Curtis, he's like a entrepreneur. He's always been one. He's always had his own home-based business, and he always coached me on different things. And so if I had an idea, even with my singing, he managed me when I was trying to be a singer because he also plays keyboard, and he's a producer and all these other things, got a whole lot of talent. But every time I come up with an idea, I would run it by him because he's so smart. You always want to have somebody that you can go to with more wisdom than you. Everything I would always tell him, and I said, you know, it's something about this fashion, and I just don't know what I should do with it. And he said, you know what, maybe you should start blogs. He was like, just take pictures. Just take pictures of your outfits and just start posting them. And he was like, you never know what might come up to, and if you ever decide that you want to open a shop, you will have a paper trail that you started, and they'll be able to go see that you put in work. So I started taking pictures of my outfit. And I would literally break down where I got every single item from. So if you go back to some of my old posts, you'll see that I told you where I got it from, how much it cost. And so when I started doing that, people started asking me, "What? I want that outfit. Can you put that outfit together? Can you do that?" And then so I was just like, well, hold up. Wait a minute. Maybe
I might be onto something.
Yeah, and I started praying to God about the name. And I remember I came up with a name. It was not Thrifty Diva. It was D's Dress on a Dime. That is what I was going to name it. So it ended up, it's on my logo now. But
I was going to say, it's a tagline somewhere on your stuff.
Couldn't believe it because I never told you this story. But
Classy Dime is classy on a dime. I saw it somewhere. Yep.
It is. So I saw it. It's like, oh my God, we're back to that. But at the beginning, I was going to name it D's Dress on a Dime because I knew that whatever I did, I wanted to be, I wanted to make it cost efficient for my people because, again, this is a business, but it's my passion and I believe that it's my ministry. And so everything that I did, I wanted to make it cost efficient. And so D's Dress on a Dime, somehow, I don't know, it didn't speak for me. And I was just like, something else. And so I know all of my friends, a lot of my friends call me Diva. D the Diva, because I'm always dressed up. Like, I'm always that friend that's over there.
Looking good, though. Looking good.
At a basketball game with some heels and a sequin shirt. I'm always over the top. And one of my friends, her name is Ashley. She started spelling it Diva, D-E-E-V-A-H, that incorporated my name, Didi. And so that is where I was like, Thrifty Diva. But I'm gonna
how unique.
Diva. I'm going to spell Diva with my name because I began to research boutiques and things of that nature. And one of the things I kept seeing was you need to make sure that your brand stands out. Everybody can open a boutique. Anybody can do it. But what is it that is going to make you stand out? So, number one, I did not spell Diva, D-I-V-A. It's spelled D-E-E-V-A-H because that incorporates my name. And number two, a vintage experience. This is a boutique that sells vintage, and that is not something that is very popular around here. So when I started it, I did not think people was going to take well to it, but thankfully they have, and it's because I am my brand. I wear the clothes and I show them, and people get inspired by my pictures, and they contact me. You are inspiration. I just want to. Can you style me? I want to look. I want you to make me feel like you look on this picture. And so it just blew up. It really took a life of its
and that's
own.
The,
it was,
a life of its. And that's what makes it so beauty, because it's different blooming processes that you go through.
Right.
And so you're learning as you're developing this. And most times, I mean, I'm sure there's people that know what they want to do. I've met people that knew what they wanted to do at a very young age, in middle school, and stuck with it. And then I would talk to them. I'd run into them years later, and they would still be doing it. I'd be like, what? You were serious about that. But they love it, and they still love it. So, but most times it's a development process for us to kind of figure out what we like to do, you know, what we're good at. And so that makes sense to me. So with the, you get that light bulb, and you're like, I'm onto something here.
Absolutely.
Now you got to incorporate and educate yourself on the business side of things, which is one of my, I got a lot of models, so I can't say it's a model, but I got a lot of those repetitive reinforcements that I will say very often when it comes to your brand. The importance of remembering that your personal is attached to your professional and vice versa. Your professional brand is attached to your personal. There's always going to be boundaries, naturally, you know, between the two. But we have to start looking at it. And you talk about mindset. And you know what I've always said? It's the little things. It's the little reminders. It's the little daily practices. It's the little things that build up to big things. So if you're open, and you're at a point in your life, I always encourage people, you have to obviously look in the mirror and say, where am I? As I'm listening to you speak, I'm listening to you, and I can almost envision your journey and some of the things, but I feel a certain excitement, like, wow, I got this in me, like I could really do this. And that's empowerment. And that's why the creative table is so important to me, because tying in the entrepreneurship with creativity, even if you're seasoned, it doesn't matter what phase you're in, brand new, didn't think of it, but you find that you're headed in that direction, take heed to it. Take heed to it. Pay closer attention. But even if you're seasoned, you still need refreshing. You know, you still need to stay connected innovatively and creatively to stand out. So I agree with you how the important that inner is, because once you get that inner understanding, it might take time to change a habit. It might take time to implement practices and so forth. And your due diligence with research. Sometimes it takes a while before you find something that touches you, you know. But once you do, being open, what are some of the tangible tips? Because a pop-up, we get that. That's pretty general, although I have to give you props. And, you know, when I first watched your pop-up, I was immediately touched. It's different. I loved the just the professional setting of it all, like the system you have, your processes. And I immediately was drawn to your womanhoodship. It is definitely a sisterhood. It is definitely like a family. And I sensed that. I felt that the moment I was just peeking at you guys. And that's a beautiful, it's a definitely something very beautiful, because there's a variety of different people, a variety of different circumstances and situations, and again, phases of where they're at. But one thing I've learned is there are some fundamentals that just don't change, no matter. And one of them is the power behind being empowered, how it just opens up a floodgate of stuff you never even imagined. And now here you are, fast forward. Talk about some of your, I want you to look in hindsight now, when you first started, because you're going on a couple years here now. So when you look back, starting a business, present and current, talk to us, share with us where you at. You happy with it?
I am in a stage where I'm expanding. I am expanding to different things. There has been so much growth. I'm very happy. I'm very excited about where I am going with my business, my brand. It has turned into a brand because we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. There's the Diva Girl Chat Room that is an empowerment group that I also have. And so these are like my two babies, and I'm merging them together, and it has become a brand. So I'm very excited about where everything is headed.
And that's the encouraging word behind that, is that I want others to hear, is don't get overwhelmed. Don't get scared about, you know, people get scared when you say, oh, I'm going to start my own business or I'm going to do this. It's not for everybody. I get that. And it doesn't matter. I've never, it's just a position, it's a title. I remember, see, I was raised with being told, I don't care if you're the street sweeper, you just be the best one there is. You do your best at everything that you do. So I never looked at anything as like a status quo. I was always driven by my drive, personally, you know. But I know that sometimes, what were you going to say?
I said exactly. That's true.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to jump on that one, because it's true. Because sometimes you can get in your own head, and there's a lot of self-harmful talk, not necessarily encouragement, because I'm going to tell it to you straight out. If you're looking to be supported by family, friends, people that you've been associates with, when it comes your time, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you and be the messenger, you will not get what you expect. You just won't.
Let me tell you. I can comment on that. Now, that is one thing that I was for anybody starting a business or thinking about it, that is the most absolute truthful statement. And that is one thing at the very beginning that I really, really had to press forward, because it really, really, first of all, was shocked. And I was hurt, because the people that I thought was going to be rooting for me and so supportive, they weren't there. And you will quickly realize that your biggest supporters are going to be people that you have never met before. And so most of my people, most of my ladies on my girls, on my pop-up shop, are people that I met through Facebook, and we are, like, I never met them before. And that is very true. That's something that you really are going to have to just realize, accept, and that is why whatever you do, whatever business it is that you are striving to do, that is why you have to make sure your motives are in the right place, first of all.
That's right.
And that you are not being driven by accolades or the money for it. Because if you start a business for those reasons, or start a business because someone else is doing it and it's working for you, your motives are not in the right place, and you are not gifted for it. Like, you know the Lord has not called you for it, then it's going to be even harder for you, because you're not going to have the drive to push through those hard times when people are not being supportive, when it looks like your business is going nowhere and you want to shut down. If I did not have the love for what I do, if I did not have this in my heart and it was truly my passion, I would have given up in the first year.
Yeah, because it's got to be in your DNA, because the sleepless nights, it's all the same thing that you hear. And that's what this table is about, is, you know, look at what has worked and look at those before you and that you're rubbing shoulders with, what they're doing, how they're doing it. Daily practices is the key. First of all, knowledge. Educate yourself. It's too easy nowadays to educate yourself. Right on your computer, right on your internet. Read, take note. But even before you can even start educating yourself, take note to yourself. Are you feeling that you're at a end of a road? Are you feeling funny, like edgy, like, you know, not purposeful, like you're just walking through with no direction? Are you feeling some kind of way, is the best way I can say it, the way I say it. If you're feeling some kind of way and you look and you're self-reflecting, that usually means that you're going through a shift that you need to pay attention to. So what does it mean for you may be different for the next person, but it's still those blocks that we block, that we knock down to reach being empowered. When you're empowered, I don't think some of the good ideas would penetrate if you weren't working on empowering yourself. But let's talk about that, because we're winding down now. We've got about 15 or so minutes. What is that word is so broad, just like my company, strategic marketing event planning. But if you get it, you get it. But you still got to ask, well, do you offer this service or what do you do? So empowerment, that word, being empowered, is one of those very broad meaning words. What does being empowered mean to you?
Being empowered means that you are, you're driven. It means that, I think, in order to be empowered, you have to have a level of confidence and self-love to be empowered. You have to have that self-love and confidence.
Yeah. It's almost like you can't unless you have that.
If you don't have those components, you are not going to be empowered. That's why people with no drive or no people that don't have any get up and go about them, that's what I say. That's a person who's probably lacking confidence and self-love. They're not empowered to even get up and do anything. So it starts with yourself.
It definitely does. And I know that it helps being around like-minded people or people that feel that way too, because you know why? You know how to encourage another to find that within themselves without knocking them down, without criticizing, without putting them down, without comparing, without saying, oh, my, I would have never did what you did or how do you do. No, there's no time for all that, because when you're focused on, like you said, your own something that gives you a pep in your walk, that's what you need to focus your energy on. Plus, all the other stuff is negative. So it will start to affect your intentions and your motives, like you said. If your motives aren't pure, I don't care how long you get away with doing what you're doing, eventually that's going to wear you down because you're not keeping it real. And that's what wears people down. So before we get into a couple of, I definitely want you to take the floor and talk about this this announcement, because when you take the rein by the horns, when you believe, first of all, what you can summarize we've been talking about is we want the launch of this creative tabletop to have people first be empowered to be empowered. I want to power you up so me and the guest to so that you want to be empowered. Because if you don't want it, you're not gonna, you know, it is no sense. But if you do, don't make no sense. Doesn't. But that's why what you just said was profound, that small little statement. If you don't have the self-love, you know, and that, then when the confidence, and the confidence comes once you even want to self-love. When you want to do something, your eyes are open, your ears are open, your nose is to the ground, you're paying attention more. And it's not a process that happens overnight. It's got to take step by step. But when you recognize, that's when you begin to either say, I better apply something, then I better learn something and learn how to apply it, or I'm going to stay the same way I am. And if where you are isn't making you happy, then I'd also like you give you a little nudge to tap into your creative side, because you might be pleasantly surprised what you got inside of you as far as entrepreneurship just from a natural talent you have. And if nobody else told you, we're telling you tonight, tap into it, because you got a gift. You do have a gift. You have to figure out what that is, though. And then I'll be there when you're ready to take it on a serious level, on a business level, because we help you build brands. And we also help you distribute that. And then we help leverage you up and then help you in your development stages as far as we can. And then you're flying. So talk about Thrifty Diva's Flight. We talked about the pop-ups. We talked about, first, it sounds like you kind of got into styling people and getting clients one-on-one and then showing fashion and people asking you a little bit more. And then it went to retail even for you. So now you're beautiful boutique. You have a physical one, and then you do your pop-ups and can ship to people. So that means people all over can shop in your pop-up and get their stuff shipped to them. Now, you mentioned the girl chat room, and that's the one we're going to dive into and let you make that announcement first after telling us what it is. And you already mentioned it's based on your empowerment initiatives. And then the one thing I want to add, though, before we forget or run out of time, is about how you also do retreats. So you put,
right.
you work with people and empowerment throughout the year, but then you have this annual retreat, which you're hoping to make happen more often throughout the year as well, because they're so successful. But it's a nice intimate group of women, so there's a lot more hands-on exchange and like this, up close and personal, you know? And that has a way of boosting your confidence when you realize that Jane next door has gone through some of the stuff that you might be going through and still holding it down in her business. That's empowering right there. So talk about your girl chat in our few last minutes here.
Okay, girl chat is a women empowerment group that I started, and I started it to empower women, to empower them, to empower the next woman, and I wanted to become a chain reaction. And the reason I started it is because of the women that I see come through my business or whatever. So everything that I do, that I'm going to start a platform where women can come on and we can encourage each other. And so I have different guests that come on. And, you know, I had guests from a financial counselor on. I had a life insurance agent. Just different guests. It ranged all the way to people. I've had someone dealing with suicide. I mean, so I have different guests. And it's women that come up and just to inspire. You know, the lady that came about suicide, she overcame that. And so she came on and just to tell her story, and it was empowering to somebody else going through depression who feels like she couldn't make it, but here she was to tell her story that she did. So through my girl chat, that's where the retreat came about. My girl chat and my pop-up, because like I said earlier, a lot of these women I've never met before. And so I wanted to be able to do something annual where we would not only be a sisterhood online, but in person. And so that's where the retreat was started. That's why the retreat was started, and it is called Revive, Restore, and Renew. And so Women's Retreat. So that's where that came from, so that we could all actually meet for the first time. Like my last one, it was the first time for a lot of us, you know, a lot of them to meet each other. Because
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. And now the chat room you have been hosting, so let's make it very clear that the chat room is still going to remain on Facebook. All right?
Absolutely.
But drum roll, what are you doing? You moving that baby up a platform.
I'm going to move it up to a Blog Talk radio show. Yes.
Go ahead. I got a neighbor. And, you know, for being such a highly saturated topic everywhere, but even on the Blog Talk, I notice that I'm still drawn to some of them. Will have some topics that pop out at me. Some of them will have, you know, like they'll say, okay, get some tips. And I'll like, okay, I need a refresher. So my point is there's more than enough room, you know, on the platform to reach people. So now you're going to be taking your voice and your initiatives and your programs and your projects on a whole different audience level to reach more people. It's sometimes you outgrow, not that you leave it or you stop doing it, but sometimes I would hope so. Actually, when you think about it, I would hope that you have to revisit.
Yes,
right?
That's the goal. I think the goal is always to outgrow what you started, because that lets you know that you're expanding. So I am expanding to a larger audience. But I am by no means leaving my girl chat room.
Are you kidding? That is your those are your friends, and that's the wonderful thing, because I watch who shares and likes, and you have some really consistent loyal customers, and they share that, and I think that's empowering. You feel when somebody is reaching out and supporting you, in any kind of way. Sometimes people don't even know how small it is, but it is powerful. It is powerful.
Those are my
so I encourage.
What I call them.
you're what?
They are.
Will you
my
say
divas.
What you call them? They
my
sure
divas.
Are. And we had plans of having a couple of other announcements because it's very important. I have to let you know, working with Didi, it's very, very important that she is making this as accommodating and as smooth transition for her loyal supporters. She makes that very clear to me. And I love
Absolutely.
That because, I mean, no China sugarcoated. Without them, you wouldn't have your business growing and
that's
doing
not,
so I think that's
that
wonderful you know and the thing is they're going to enjoy some of the benefits because it's going to pay off in the end with some of these new programs like your coin day is coming and we tried a little sale and we just did it for a feeler a beta and that one we didn't get, it wasn't as well received. So that's part of being innovative and working your brand and having the right goal, keeping that goal in mind. If you got to try different thousand plans, then that's what you got to do, you know,
right.
Because it should be you want to make it work. It's a sound decision and a good action plan, and you worked it, and there's nothing wrong you did, you might just have to tweak. It could be as simple as, your words, your presentation. Did you create a flyer when maybe you should have did emails? Did you scare them and shock them and think, okay, boom, you got to come to the new building? You know, we got we're all creatures of habit, so you got to wean us. We're watching. This is new. It's new for you. It's new for us that are following and customers. But we are all so, so happy and so, so proud of you. And I personally am very honored to be a part of the process. And I can't wait to see which direction, because you got a lot of different direction options. I think there's still so much more to you, Didi Davis, that people don't know from a professional side. You even do workshop facilitating. You know, you would
Absolutely.
Do these small, we do, a lot of people hear about do families or bridal parties doing makeover parties, you know, or small intimate pre-rehearsal gatherings, pampering sessions. Well, including, people are getting hip to including something new and different and vibrant. And who doesn't like fashion? You know, getting the woman together, the bridal party. So they've been including different fashion and beauty pieces. And I can even see that because there's a whole world market of vintage lovers. And we want to invite new people, you know, to Thrifty Diva. With and we want to give that extra customer appreciation to those that have been with Thrifty Diva. So I can't wait to see their face or hear the feedback once we, you know, divulge what surprises you have for them, too.
Right.
But, okay, we got a couple seconds here, literally. So go ahead, say your piece, you know, that ending empowerment statement from you. And then I want you to give your contact information. You have a lot of handles for your Facebook. I don't want to confuse people. So what we'll do is we always do a follow-up with the link so that people, if they missed it live, can download it or hear it after. So we'll make sure that we give your proper Facebook links, but email, website, and if there's a number for people. Can you share that?
Yeah, okay. So for my empowerment statement, only thing I would say to you guys is to stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. And if you stay true to yourself, you love yourself, and you will stay empowered. And let God lead you in everything that you do. And that way you won't go away from what you are purposed here on this earth to do. So in that way, you will be able to stay empowered if you are actually walking into your purpose and your what you're to be doing here on this earth. My contact information is my email is thrifty.diva@gmail.com. And you said you're going to put the Facebook handles?
Yeah, because you got three of them that we want to make sure people are connected with you directly in case they need some personal styling. And then we'll do the Thrifty Diva connection, and then we'll do the boutique. Oh, we got four, because then we got the Tour Girl chat room, too.
Right. Okay, and so my website is www.thriftydiva.com. And
that's simple enough.
It's very simple. Everything I have is Thrifty Diva something, so you can find me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to reach me by telephone, my phone number is 843-433-4047. That is my contact information.
Say that number again for him.
Let me say it again. Okay. 843-433-4047.
Okay. It might have been just my phone, but I thought I missed a digit. So that's why. That's good. And then with the announcement, when you talk about the girl chat, is going to still be at Facebook. You'll still be doing some appearances over there in Facebook girl chat. That's not going anywhere, because some of the treats that you have going forward will be just available in the Facebook group. But the blog talk, the radio station, that's a whole new journey that I'm looking forward to seeing you shine on.
I'm so excited about it. Come on over with me again. I am still going to be on my Facebook page, but Blog Talk Radio Show is definitely going to be something different. It has given me an opportunity to expand and broaden my listenership and be able to reach more people. And that's the goal here. So, you know, we don't ever want to stay stagnant. So growth is always good. So I hope
you all
follow me. Yes. Yeah,
I know they're going to want to. By the time we're done, we're going to be posting links and everything. Plus, we got some goodies too, like finally the newsletter, and finally a certain magazine. I didn't want a big magazine, but just something I like, short and simple too, you know, to the point.
Right.
But I just feel like some of the unsung heroes just aren't recognized as much as the high profile, and the excellence level is really at the same. But I just want to use my little space on the corner to empower those how they can. Plus, it's a nice small stepping stone for people that are in a growing stage with their brand to get out on air and in public and get used to speaking and being interviewed. You know, so it's a great training platform for many as well. So we got some good things that we're looking forward to. But next week we'll have our rotation start with our topic. It'll be announced. But I want everybody to know that next Wednesday, Thrifty Diva's Girl Chat radio launch is going down. So take a peek at her Facebook page. And you can go right now. There's three of them, and I want to make sure you guys have them, so we're going to post them. But if you go the Thrifty Diva, you'll find her. You'll see it, because she does. That's one name that she's got on lockdown. All right? Thanks for listening, people. We look forward to having you on, Dee Dee, again. Thank you so much for making time. And then the next time, maybe we can take some questions from the listeners. You have a great night, and good fortune
to
you.
Thank you for having me. All right.
You're welcome. Take care. Good night.